In this video, I'll highlight some of the cool new JavaScript IntelliSense support that's built into Visual Studio 2008. This video will be part How Do I and part Did You Know, since with IntelliSense, you just sort of expect it to work, and there isn't a whole lot of action that's required by the developer. Although, as I'll show you, when programming in JavaScript, there are ways that you can improve the IntelliSense experience by crafting the way that you formulate your JavaScript code. So let's fire up Visual Studio 2008. Notice how really quickly it fires up. The team's done a great job at accelerating the load performance of Visual Studio in the 2008 version. Let's say create a new website. We'll just take the defaults. And since we're going to be illustrating JavaScript IntelliSense, I'm going to add a JavaScript script block by dropping an HTML button on the page and then just double-clicking on it so that I get both a JavaScript block here on my page as well as the on-click event handler for that button. Now, one of the enhancements that's been added to IntelliSense in Visual Studio 2008 is that in previous versions, it took a little while sometimes before IntelliSense could derive the context of the work that you were doing. So for example, if you started typing, you wouldn't get an IntelliSense window. But if you typed dim myvar as new space, then at that point IntelliSense could derive that what had to come next was a type. So that was good if you had the entire syntax, the entire vocabulary of the language that you're programming in committed to memory. But as developers, we spend a fair bit of time typing keywords. And so in with Visual Studio 2008, IntelliSense will start to offer you keywords at the earliest possible time. So for example, here I'm working in JavaScript. Let's suppose that I want to program against the document object model. Notice I start typing and immediately IntelliSense pops up all of the JavaScript syntax for me to choose from. In this case, I'm going to choose document. Now, I know that I want to get an element on the page, so I'll start typing get, and notice it gives me the choices. Get element by ID, by name, by tag name. Soon as I hit the open paren, it knows that I'm now into the parameters portion of this method call, and it tells me what the parameter that I need is. Right, so very slick and full support for JavaScript here in IntelliSense. But one of the things that you'll note in ASP.NET 3.5 is that the ASP.NET extensions for AJAX are now baked in as a native part of ASP.NET. So AJAX programming in ASP.NET 3.5 is a first-class concept. And one of the things about the Microsoft AJAX client-side libraries is that they provide a rich collection of great extensions to the JavaScript programming language. So obviously we're going to want to take advantage of those JavaScript extensions, and we want to be able to have IntelliSense help us with that. So for example, maybe we want to use some of the shortcuts that are provided in the client-side extensions, like the $get, for example. So I type $G, and notice that I'm not getting anything here. So even though AJAX is built into ASP.NET 3.5, we haven't done anything that's AJAX related on this page, so there's no AJAX context. IntelliSense isn't going to show us syntax options for programming types that we're not working in. So what we can do to get started with AJAX programming is to go ahead and grab a script manager and drop it on the page. And if you've done any programming with the Microsoft AJAX extensions in previous versions of ASP.NET, you'll know that every web page that is going to leverage any of the AJAX infrastructure must have a script manager instance on the page. So now that we've placed a script manager instance on the page, we can go back into source mode in our click event here. And now if I type dollar and start typing, notice there's our dollar get, and not only does it tell us the not only does it tell us the parameters that are expected, but it tells us the type, so we get the sort of full extended support that we derive from the Microsoft AJAX client-side libraries. So it's very context sensitive, which I think is also a clever and useful feature in the way that IntelliSense for JavaScript has been implemented. Now that's great for the native JavaScript vocabulary as well as the Microsoft provided extensions to JavaScript. But what happens when we're writing JavaScript code of our own? Let's go ahead and do some of that. So let's add another file, and we'll make this a JScript file. Now, of course, you can do all of this in line in your ASPX page if you want to. I'm just going to, for the sake of demonstration, use an external JavaScript file. And let's write some JavaScript. So notice here, even in this separate file, it's a .js file, so I get full JavaScript JavaScript code IntelliSense. And here, I'm going to create a an event representation. I'm working on a sporting event management system in my free time, so let's do that. And then we'll say this name equals, and notice that IntelliSense is knows what the names of the input parameters that I provided were, so the available IntelliSense vocabulary is being updated in real time as we're writing our JavaScript code. And one more for location. So, now, because that's an external JavaScript file, if we want to use it, we're going to have to reference it in our page. So, let's go ahead and just drag it into our page to create that script reference. And now, I should be able to go down into my JavaScript code block, and as I type, notice that event is already present, and it tells me that there are three parameters. Now, this is inferred IntelliSense, so basically it can reflect on the JavaScript that I've included in the page here, and can derive the functions, class definitions, and their parameters, variables, etc. Now, and this is what you get by default, but there's actually a very interesting new XML commenting syntax similar to that which is provided in Visual Basic and C# that let us augment the IntelliSense experience for our custom written JavaScript code. So it starts with three comment slashes, so not two but three, and then the sort of XML vocabulary that we've sort of gotten used to. All right, so we'll say summary, and then I'll just write the closing tag. Now, case and spelling is sensitive here, so you want to make sure that you get it right on both sides. And we'll say represents a sporting event. And so that's just a summary for this function itself. Next, I can specify details for the parameters. I can also specify details for a return type if I have a return type. And when this video gets posted for download, the code that gets posted with it will have some a collection of links that you can follow to get detailed information about this XML comment syntax. So let's say param name, and of course this wants to be XML syntax, and the name to begin with is going to be name, but so what we're basically saying is the name of the parameter is, in this case, name. Sorry for the redundancy there. And we want to say what the type is going to be, so we're going to specify that the type of this input variable is going to be a string, and then of course I'm going to close the tag, which is just param, and in the string I can specify information about the parameter. So the event name as a string. And I can do this for each of the three parameters. So this name will be date, this will be location. And then we'll change the comments as appropriate. So we'll say the date of the event as a string formatted . Lastly, we'll just say okay. Now let's program against that same JavaScript code. Now notice I start typing event. We get the summary comment that we specified in the XML comment. If I select event and start typing the parameters, notice we get the typing information, right? And we get the comment that goes along with that typing information. And as we progress through the parameters, each one changes. So let's just finish this up just for the sake of completeness. Right, so very slick, both built-in IntelliSense support for JavaScript as well as customized support for JavaScript, both in how it infers IntelliSense for the JavaScript that we're writing as well as how it allows us to provide detailed IntelliSense. So as we build JavaScript libraries that evolve over time, the ability to add these summary collections of information to be used in IntelliSense will be extremely useful in the code as it evolves through the course of our software development lifecycle. So hopefully that gives you a good quick look at JavaScript support in IntelliSense in Visual Studio 2005, and using the customization features, your JavaScript libraries will evolve and evolve and evolve.